30. Volunteers aged 15 and over are needed as coaches, trainers, event organizers, and fundraisers. Enrich your life and help transform the life of others as a volunteer with Special Olympics Ireland. For more information, visit the Special Olympics Ulster Facebook page.
Now, cold case investigators have launched an appeal to help identify the body of a woman washed ashore in Scotland 16 years ago, who they believe may have been from Ireland. Mystery still surrounds the discovery of human remains on a beach at Port Logan in Stranraer in November 2006, with missing persons reports in Britain checked without success. Dr. Maureen Taylor is a lecturer in criminology and director of Cold Case Unit at Glasgow Caledonian University and joins us this morning. A very good morning to you, Doctor. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, good morning.
So I've just given a brief outline there, Maureen. What else do we know?
So we know that this, as you mentioned, this woman was found on the beach at Port Logan on the 22nd of November 2006. And we have a description of her. She was between 4 foot 11 and 5 foot four tall, of a thin or very slim build. And it's estimated that she was between the ages of 30 and 50. And another distinguishing feature is that she had no teeth. Now, we don't know whether that tooth loss may have been post-mortem or ante-mortem. So we believe in life she may have worn dentures. We also have a description of her clothing. She wore black trousers, which was size 10 from Bay Trading. And underneath those trousers, she was wearing brown or tan tights and a bra from British Home Stores.
Okay. Now, there has been a facial reconstruction image released, and we'll share that image. And I suppose this is dependent on how long this lady was in the water, and I don't want to upset anyone, but how accurate might that be, and what kind of technology was involved to sort of recreate this image?
Yes, so facial reconstructions is an evolving technology, and we were privileged to be able to have a new facial reconstruction completed by Dr. Caroline Wilkinson at the Face Lab at Liverpool John Moores University just last year. So she's used the latest technology for that. Now, we're not suggesting that this is an absolute accurate image.
Yeah, because this image would seem to represent this lady without teeth, that's what it looks like. Now, I presume in life she wore dentures and maybe they were lost, but people would have to use their imagination in that regard for an example.
Yes, absolutely. And there might be features of her face that aren't an exact match to someone they know. And in particular, the hair. We're not absolutely sure what hairstyle she had.
I think really what this is useful in, say, for instance, to get the message out there from a website and newspaper perspective, I think it's going to get more traction with that image there. But I think the public will have to use their imagination and sort of say, well, would this match with the trousers or the height or the build or the teeth? You know what I mean? To not take the image in and of itself and go, no, I don't know her. Look at the other information that's there.
Absolutely. So all the information together, if that reminds anybody of anyone that they knew who they've lost contact with, then that's what we want to know about.
Now, what is the possible scenarios? Because obviously now you've checked in Britain as much as is possible in Northern Ireland. Nothing flagged there. The next stop, I suppose, the Republic of Ireland, perhaps, and elsewhere, of course. So, what are possible scenarios here that could mean this lady would be found where she was?
So there's a number of different hypotheses in relation to this case. And the reason we are particularly targeting our appeal to Ireland is that we've consulted with experts who have expertise in terms of tidal flows and weather. And they have identified that possibly the woman went into the water in Dublin Bay or around the Dublin area. Now, actually going into the water, that could have been that she's walked into the sea, she could have jumped into the sea, she could have even come off a boat or a ferry around that area. So there's a number of possibilities as to how she's entered the water and why she's entered the water as well.
Now, in terms of any DNA analysis or ancestry or ethnicity, was that able to be done, and what did that tell us?
Okay, so we haven't been able to do any isotope analysis, which is what you're referring to, which could give us clues to, for example, her eye colour or where she may have originated or from or spent a long time in. That's not been done as yet. That would require an exhumation. That would require a different type of DNA sample. So I'm not saying that that can't be done in the future, but it's not being done at the moment. But the DNA profile, DNA profile is on the relevant databases, and as you mentioned, there's been no match as yet.
And what has been the reaction so far to this? Because it's a small country, but a lot of people go missing for different reasons. A lot of people choose to disappear, and others may have been lost to the sea or whatever else may have happened to them. So, you know, if there's one of those, there's a lot of people maybe will go, well, could this be, well, not a lot of people, some, well, could this be our missing aunt or mother or something? Have you had many contacts like that from people?
Yes, we've had people contact us with some potential names and some stories behind that. And that's really important to note. So it doesn't appear that this woman has actually been reported missing. So it could be simply someone who's become estranged from their family and people who've just lost contact with this woman. So that's who we're appealing. We're appealing to people to think about their families, their friends, their colleagues, people they used to go to the gym with, to clubs with, who they've not had contact with since at least 2006.
Yeah. What motivates the likes of yourself, Maureen, and others involved in the cold case unit to try and identify this person and their or maybe their family, or like, what is the, I presume there comes a very personal interest in these cases?
Yes, I'm from an investigative background, and I'm now a criminologist, and I suppose that continued interest in this type of case I'm able to continue that within this cold case unit, and also my role at Locate International. But for me, it's just finding a resolution to these cases in particular, those cases that haven't received that media attention, that perhaps, you know, not everything that can be done has necessarily been done, particularly using new technologies and the power of social media and the power of the internet as well. So what we're trying to do is reignite these cases and appeal to the public to help us.
In terms of missing persons in the UK, is it of course that a family member's DNA might be taken so that at some point down the line it can be cross-referenced? And if that is the case, is it the case in the Republic of Ireland as well, as far as you're aware?
As far as I'm aware, yes. I mean, we currently have nearly 6,000 missing people and unidentified remains in the UK. So that's an awful lot of people. Now, not everybody's DNA will to be on a DNA database. Again, not every missing person is reported missing. Some of these cases that we deal with are predate DNA. So DNA, while very, very useful, isn't necessarily the answer. In all of these cases,
and you know, it's not on you. Like, we would often, not often, but more regularly than you might imagine, be a situation where someone, say for instance, from an Irish background, dies having lived 40 or 50 years in London or Birmingham or Coventry or wherever it might be, and we've had similar appeals to try and identify the person and reunite them to the like. It is not uncommon for people to become estranged from their families and friends, and 10 years or 15 years past. It's that type of scenario too that people need to keep in their mind and have a look at the description. Somewhere between 30 and 50, of thin build, height somewhere between 4'11 and 5'4", and also the fact that they went missing sometime, perhaps even early in 2006, and piece that together and see if it matches. Isn't that really what we need to do?
Yes, absolutely. And sometimes when we have found resolution to some of these cases, it's often the case that families had no idea that that family member was missing or that anything had happened to them. And it could be that they, as you say, become estranged, they've moved area, or they've led a transient lifestyle, for example. So So absolutely, that's what we're appealing to people to really think about.
Yeah, and it is also possible that this is a person maybe from Europe or from Britain who moved to Ireland or came to Ireland. There's so many different scenarios. It is a long shot, but if you don't try, you can't succeed.
Exactly. This could be someone that was on holiday in Ireland. Yeah. It could be someone that's been travelling through. We just don't know, but we have to start somewhere. So this is our starting point, and we will continue to investigate this case until we get a resolution.
And Dr. Taylor, what is the resolution rate, if that's the right phrase, of these cold cases? Obviously some are more complex than other, and sometimes I presume you can hit really lucky with DNA or what have you, but I presume the percentage that come to a resolution, it's quite low, is it? I mean, you have to go in with your eyes wide open to that.
Yes, absolutely. I don't have an exact figure of what the resolution rate is. What I can tell you is the numbers of people, most people who go missing are found within 2 weeks, and it's only a very small percentage of people who remain missing for any length of time. Certainly at Locate International, we've had a lot of success in terms of identifying remains and also locating people who have been identified as missing.
Just in relation to the work that you do, is there like a gallery of images or stories, because as you say, there's many people that have gone missing in this country and people may fear that they went to Britain or wherever. Like, is there a place people can go and maybe see if someone they have missing in their life is on this website?
Yes, of course. So at Locate International, we have a website and we have a list of cases that we are currently working on, and that includes some images. But I'd also recommend people have a look on the Missing People charity website as well, because they have a database of missing people that have been highlighted to them in terms of appealing for information.
Okay. You would just hope that this is successful and maybe people's questions are answered.